check, I'm here, what's up, I'm here. Check, I'm here, what's up? Blueprint Sounds, we here, what's up, let's do this. Yo, Juice, what's up? Juice, what's up? Hit my line, Juice, what's up?
Money all out below. Gary Payton with the glove. OJ Simpson with the glove. Guilty pleasure, pick your poison. We got all that in the ball. Shooters on deck. Steel banging with the set. 30,000 in a PJ. Got my niggas up the jacks. Surfing through the finish, bust it up. Diamonds on me, flooded, bust down. Ever since she let me bust it up. She been wanting me to cuff now. Go. Shooter, lock it down, fade away. Shooter, lock it down, fade away. Solo bust it like an AK. Solo bust it like an AK.
That's what's up, I'm here, I'm rushing for a reason. What's up, I'm here. Solo
bust it. Yeah. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me. Yeah. I ride with the mob. Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Erg is the name. Pinballer did the chain. Torn off for the watch. Prezi playing Jane. Yeah, Lamborghini chain. Rest in peace to my superior. Lamborghini chain. Rest in peace to my superior. Hermes Linker feed a village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me all BC and start tearing up. I'ma start getting it, cause how'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics when you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work, selling nicks at night. I was only 8 years old, watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. To a set, oh, daddy, don't cut him. To a check you and me, and do your job. Erg is the name, the baller did the change. Turn on for the watch. Yeah. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check you and me, and do your job. Erg is the name, Pinballer did the chain. Torn off for the watch, Prezi playing Jane. Yeah, Lamborghini chain, rest in peace to my superior. Hermes Linker feed a village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me all BC and start tearing up. I'ma start getting it. I was only 8 years old, watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Life to his best, hope daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands. She was popping pills, like rapping to society. Ah, so good for the irony.
Check, 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 check.
You in the passenger seat while we smashing the teeth. Joe and Zay in the back, both passing the weed. Puff, one, puff, two, pass and repeat. Now, smoke, pass me the drink. Snack with the seat to get phone to buy. Ride in the streets, getting on tonight. No, we ain't going home tonight. You know how we do, we get open.
and drive. We gon' keep this lit, passing drinks tonight. Well, hell, we getting puffy.
Shit, I'm cool if my guy was good.
But I never touch it, cause the trees don't fuck. We going home tonight. Nah, we getting on tonight. Oh.
We in the mix. What's up? We in the mix. We in the mix on Monday. What's up?
Know how come we can never splash and stay friends? I'm blamed for real. I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real. I might just say how I feel. Cause I know what I like. I know how I wanna live my life. I don't need no advice.
Yo, Johnny, what's up?
You're not here.
Yeah.
We both know I so. Move for me when you're extra. Move for me with the pasta. I'm
feeling
the vibes where they raise me.
Catch
you're
me and the team at Fish Shot tomorrow. $2 Tuesday. What's up? Let's do it.
I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you golden on spray tan. I need you to stop running back to your ex. He's a waste man. I want to know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blessed for real. I might just. Can't keep it together forever.
Check, check, we here, we here. What's
up? Cause you're crazy sometimes, and I only feel sometimes. Move for me when you're extra. Move for me with the pasta. I'm building up a house where they raise me. You move with me, I go look. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tan.
Boy, baby.
I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man. I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just
Blueprint
say
Sound,
how
we
I
here,
feel.
What's up, let's do it.
It's one of those days. Oh, we back on, we back on. Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Light and Lively. Me and DJ West are in the building. I don't know what he's doing. We're not going to be the... what I need you to do is drop the drop.
Are we dropping the drop?
Alright, so
you're tuned into
In the Mix.
In the Mix. Monday Tempo Session with Light and Lively.
Hello everybody, we're gonna do this again. It's your girl.
You're tuned into
Light and Lively.
In the Mix.
In the Mix.
Monday Tempo Session
with Light and Lively.
We about to set it off early. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway. Hello. It's another Monday. What is today? Today is November 20th. It's the week of Thanksgiving, guys. Do you realize Thanksgiving is like, what, 2 days? It's in 2 days. 3 days? No, what's today? It's Monday. Yeah. Well, today's already over, so I'll say 2 days. 2 days. So I hope everybody, you know, got their food ready, I guess, to cook if you haven't already. done your shopping, you better get to that supermarket right quick because nothing is going to be left. So, hi Gregory, hi Lawrence, hi Sushon, what's going on? So everybody that's joining the Facebook Live, if you don't know already by my social media, today's topic, we are talking about life insurance. It's very important that we talk about this, and today's show... well, I want to dedicate this show today to Mike Brown. This is my former DJ's brother. Shout out to DJ Greg Nice. His brother passed away, and the services are actually going on right now. I kind of just stopped by on the way here to show my respects, or pay my respects. But it's just kind of like coincidence that this happened. And I have Kareem and Natalie in the building. They're going to talk to us in a few minutes about life insurance. And I'm sure you guys will have some questions. You know, I've been getting some feedback. And people definitely want to hear about the steps that they need to take. So, again, shout out to DJ Greg Nice. Rest in peace, Miko. You know, he was a really good guy. So, you know, it's a tough time, and you know, just me going to stop by and pay my, it's like you just feel everybody's, I don't know, you just feel the emotions, and sometimes there's just words can't really express, like you know you could say condolences and sorry with so much, but I don't even want to really talk about, because I've been. Everybody, I mean, I'm sure has gone to some sort of services, you know, for somebody at some point in their life. So, you know, we're going to definitely talk about this life insurance situation. But let's do a quick little recap. Let me see. Between last week and this week, what's been going on, Wes? Let me talk to you for a sec. What's going on? Wes, be making moves.
Nah, you know
what's
what it is.
What's going on, Michael? Why you got to be squashed down so long?
I'm afraid to touch it.
You're afraid, oh. You know, because what happens is that, okay, I'm not even going to put Yak Radio on blast, because we're one big happy family. Oh, speaking of Yak Radio, the Toy Drive. Forgot to mention that. Toy Drive, every year, this is the fourth annual Yak Radio Toy Drive. We collect toys for the kids, and they distribute them. It's going to be at Panache this year. Thank God we don't have a truck to Brooklyn. Thank you, Clay. Woo! Okay. So, Panache is in Rosedale in Queens. I mean, it's not as far for me. But, yeah, so that's coming up. So look out for that, the toy drive. What else? What else is going on? Anything going on?
Yeah, you know, every Tuesday you can catch me and my team. We're going to be at Fisheye. Light and Lively, we're going to get you to host that one good old Tuesday. Got the Toy Drive, Yak Radio Toy Drive, Blueprint Sounds, we in the building. We do everything for a good cause around this time, you know what I mean? I'm going to donate one turkey I don't
know
to
toys.
Who.
No,
I'm talking about Thanksgiving. I'm gonna go on the street. I'm gonna buy a turkey. I'm gonna donate it to somebody. I don't know who.
Oh, wow.
How you gonna do? What if they don't have a kitchen?
Well, then I guess I might have to go down to the soup kitchen and do a little community service type thing. You know,
we should do that. You know, I've been wanting to do that I've been wanting to do that every year. I always say I need to go and just volunteer.
You should just go get inside and
get really good. So we got your mic. Okay, so Kareem is in the background. So you guys are gonna talk to him in a minute. But right. So yeah, it's that time of year. So everybody is like family oriented, and this is a tough time of year for a lot of people too, because like now there's a funeral going on. A lot of people have lost loved ones, and you know, shout out to all those people, because you know, I know some of my mothers are gone, fathers are gone. You know, you never know. This time of year can be very rough for a lot of people. So shout out to all of you, and just keep your head up. So Wes, can I get a little background? Or it's awfully quiet. Just awfully quiet. I feel like I'm, cricket. Anyway. So, hey Omar, what's going on? Yeah. Yeah. I want to be so. It's already like a touchy subject, so.
No, you know, it's a sensitive subject to most people, and a lot of people avoid that kind of conversation because it's just. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to think about it, but you gotta be realistic about things. Like, you know, I wish we could live forever, but like, you know, with good health and everything, but like, people live a long time, and they're living long, and they're getting, it's not like you're maintaining your health when you're younger. You know, you get older, you start getting weaker, and things like that, and people start thinking about it later on. People start thinking about things later on in life, and they don't realize, you know, how much more difficult it is to get types of like insurance when you're older, because obviously, you know, like you're getting to a point where you're like, oh, I need it now. It's like you need it.
Now you probably can't get it. Now it's gonna be all right. So we're gonna talk. We're gonna get more in depth with that. But what I need to do, because I might be here for a minute with this, maybe not. So for those listeners who do not know what Light and Lively likes to do, okay. So I gotta set it off. Basically, to set it off, if you don't know, I'm trying to do this like quickly so we can get to the show, right? Because this is important information. This is a part of the show where I vent and I need to get some things off my chest. So with that being said, Wes, please. Thank you. Right on cue. All right. So. People who drive talking on the cell phone. So, FYI, I got into a fender bender on Friday. All right.
They hit you?
So, they hit me. And you know why they hit me? Because the heifer was not paying attention to what the hell she was doing. I'm straight looking at her on her cell phone.
Texting?
Omar says, we're going to get back into that in a second, Omar. But, you know, I'm sitting here minding my business. And, you know, the woman, she was in the wrong, okay? But this is how you know that you're guilty. Automatically, when somebody just blames you automatically without taking any kind of responsibility, you already feel guilty somehow. Because how is it that you pull up next to me and the phone is still to your ear? You're still like this on the phone. I want to get my okay. So, being that I ain't have no bail money, I couldn't do that. So I had to calm down. Okay, you know, Wes was nowhere to be found. I couldn't call him. So it's like, listen, they have campaigns about this. They have campaigns about the stop, like texting and driving, which is very dangerous. I'm not even going to lie, but I wait until I'm actually stopped at a light.
Right.
At least I'm not in motion. But I try to curb that. You won't see me driving without an earpiece in my ear. Okay? Because I document that. If you kill somebody, like, that's a guilt that you are going to hold on to for the rest of your life. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. So I would appreciate, because I could have been, that could have been a really bad situation for me, because you're not paying attention, and then have the audacity to pull up next to me talking about, and she rolls her window down. You hit me. I'm like, yo, but you're on your phone. I hit you, but you're on your phone. Then the police come. Okay, so we got a female cop and a male cop. So the female cop, you know, she comes to me and she's, you know, I'm telling her the first thing I said to her, she was on her cell phone. That's the first thing I said, is that she's on her cell phone. I didn't use, you know, choice words that I had in the back of my mind because I was trying to remain calm. But she's on her cell phone. So the cops didn't witness it, but I'm telling you, she's on her cell phone. Okay, so now... All right, I used to do insurance. That was one of my things. You know, I used to be a claims adjuster, right? I don't think so. But, so I already know the routine. I already know the story. I already know what happens when people are at the scene of an accident. It's one story. You walk away, it's a whole other story. So, it's freezing outside, right? So, I pull over to like a parking lot area because it was a really busy street. I did not want to stay on that main road on Lake, it's too much traffic over there. So I pull over. So now the woman starts asking me, don't worry about where the hell I work. What does that have to do with anything? Don't ask me no questions because you just hit me. And then you try to accuse me of hitting you, and that's not how it went down. So now the police come, you know, take the report. So when the woman cop came back, she gave me my license and registration. So she said, just to give you a heads up, I'm just letting you know, she's changing her story and she's saying that she was stopped at a stoplight. Really? Where was that? There was no stoplight. So now you want to lie on top of being on your okay, whatever. So now, you know, I'm not... Like I said, people, y'all just, I let the police handle it because, you know, there was one point where I think the woman, maybe she was like, oh, well, maybe we could work it out amongst ourselves. No, we can't work it out amongst ourselves because now you're going to try to sue me or do whatever it is, some shady business. I'm like, no, let the police do what they got to do. I'll sit in my car, just do it. You know, I'm not dealing with you. So word of advice. If you're ever in an accident, first thing you do, take down their license plate number. If the police are not there yet, if the person is willing to give you their, like, driver's license or their insurance information, you can exchange information. It's okay to exchange the information. But sometimes people get real shady, and then they're like, oh, they don't want to report it to the insurance because they're afraid the insurance is going to go up and this, that, and the other. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm not paying this up. I'm not paying you. And I call my insurance. While you're on the phone with the police, I call the insurance company because whoever gets the recording first, you know. Just saying. So, yeah, that was just that. I just needed to get that off my chest because, you know, being that you're up here with the life insurance situation, you know, who knows what could have happened. That could have went totally to the left. That could have went to the left. Thank God it didn't. Thank God it did not. But, you know, could have been worse. Wes? Wes, what happened?
You know, I'm just listening. But today I'm going to just listen.
You're lying. Who's over there talking to you on the thing? Because, you know, Wes has his little Facebook live fans over there, and they need to make no comments.
Now, my daughter's on Instagram, she's putting daddy and all this other stuff. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Okay. Isn't it past her bedtime? What time is it? Okay. Anyway.
She got like 9:30 or something.
Okay, so she got an hour. Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I needed to set it off about for right now. I know there was something else, but I can't think of it. Does anybody else in the room want to get anything off their chest? We have Kareem and Natalie in the building.
Kareem and Natalie. Everybody, that's Kareem and Natalie.
Kareem and Natalie. I'm just going to look. Let me just.
Aren't they cute?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Speaking to the mic. Say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, what's up?
They're acting shy.
We are.
But they're going to school us on this life insurance. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, what's the name of your life insurance company?
The company is New York Life.
New York Life. Okay, so New York Life is in the building. They're going to school us on some insurance. Okay? So before we get into that, Wes, shout out to Juan Cho, Manlaw. He called earlier and he was asking for some old school, what do you say? Bum flicking, da 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 da, whatever. You know what I was talking about? I don't know the name of the song, but we know what he meant. You know what he meant, right?
He wanted
the old school reggae. We want to go back to that old school. Basement, bashment, dark, no lights, the red light in the basement. Remember the show?
I'm only 31.
Okay,
I was born in 86, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he does.
You was the one in the party.
So I'm going to need to, well, this is for Juan. Juan Show was going. Shout out to Manlaw and the whole crew, Yak Radio. They are on Wednesday night
from 9 to 11. So I'm going to sign off the Facebook Live because Wes is about to give us some music, right? We go with the old school reggae?
Yeah, I got you. All right. Old school you want to hear,
okay,
I got you.
So let's get it. I'll be back, guys.
You coulda come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Coulda come from firehouse, or you come from tower hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You coulda come from Libya, or you come from America. Coulda come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You coulda be a Irishman or a Englishman. Coulda be a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood.
Check it, I'm about to throw on this track real quick, hold up.
Come on, baby, let's sit down, talk about it slow.
do this last one right here. Ready?
But from the cool up in me, I'm in. Instant. Killer.
You may not be a moving star. You may not drive.
Yeah. We here, light and loud. We here, what's up? I go by the name of DJ West. What's up? Go follow me, get involved.
Some gala freak, I did read some gala freak, some gala freak, I did read some gala freak.
sure y'all come check us up at Freestyle every Tuesday, $2 Tuesday. What's up? DJ Juice will be there. What's up? I'm going to be there too. I'm going to be live in that building. What's up? Let's do it. I go by the name of DJ West. What's up?
Cabeza y empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper lo mío. Todo se puede, la fiesta la llevo en el cine. Soy la arena de los nenes. Mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. El ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Toda mi gente se mueve,
la fiesta la llevo en el cine. Soy la arena de los nenes.
Mi música lo tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Estamos rompiendo la discoteca. La fiesta no para, apenas comienza.
I got a surprise for you, alright? You know all my surprises be good. You wanna hear a Caribbean sound? I'ma give you a nice Caribbean sound next week.
New floor, got a dozen of them.
I got you.
You undercover. I could probably make the steps to fuck each other. Woo. Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels.
Yo, Cheddar, just pull up with me.
Yeah, they all get what next they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
Trust me, you. Trust me. Oh, everything I do for a reason. Me up and everything.
Sound to be. I ain't talking about that little Wayne record. I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, it's a 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, single roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let a wet nigga get near me. I might kiss the baddest bitch if you damn it. I'm in that big boy, bitches can't win this. I force everything, but I ain't business. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
Keep a million out of smile.
smile. LOL to the bank checking my account. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies, are you here? Trouble butter on your pussy. Cuddle buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But bitch, you're dancing with the stars. I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. I bought some cocaine, hook your snort in. She became a vacuum. Put it on my dick like carpet. Suck the white on white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, in charge and born in New Orleans. Get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
With Late and Lively.
Check, check.
You on air. You are abusing me on air.
We're about to talk about this life insurance situation. So, I did a behind-the-scenes thing, what was it, last weekend? Not this weekend, past, the weekend before last at Amazora. Shout out to everybody who organized that. They did a For the Love of Barbuda benefit concert for all the victims, the hurricane victims. And this is another reason why I think this is important to talk about, because with all these hurricanes going on, people are, like, losing their lives and all kind of stuff. It's like, you know, the world, I don't know what's going on with the world. And then let's not talk about the president that we have right now. So I don't really know. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. But I think it might be a good idea to be prepared. So I have Kareem and Natalie in the building. They are going to school us on this life insurance situation. And before we get into that, how did you get involved? I'm asking them because I just want to know, because I'm nosy. How did you get involved with the whole life insurance business, I'll say?
Kareem's always wanted to be a life insurance.
Actually, my aunt's been with New York Life since for 31 years now, and Natalie's father has been with New York Life for 30 years now, so, like, it's really just been the family business for us, and growing up in it, like, we're both first-generation Americans here. Our parents are both from different countries. Like, my aunt came here from Egypt. You know, she was working as a dental hygienist.
Oh, I want to go. And that's one of my places that I wanted to go, Egypt.
And, yeah, so, I mean, she made an amazing life for herself, and a life made off of really protecting families. Yeah. And it's just such a beautiful thing. You know, I've never delivered a death claim yet, but my aunt has, you know, many of them, and she keeps them in a binder. And, you know, it's just like proof to show, like, this is really where it makes the most sense. It's like, that's when it hits home. And it's a tough conversation with people, but it's really the love letter that you leave behind your family. And that's just the truth behind it.
The love letter that you leave behind to your family. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so I'm going to just use myself as an example, right? I don't have any kids. But I recently, as you know, because I actually got a policy with them, just to put my business out there, but, you know, I recently purchased a piece of property, and I was like, you know what? Okay, so God forbid something happens. I don't have any kids, but this is my baby. So, you know, somebody recommended me to
sit down and speak to the life insurance people. I was like, okay, fine. Let me do that. And that's kind of how it came about. So for somebody like myself, what kind of, because a lot of people who don't have kids feel like they don't.
Like, what's the point?
Right.
Like, I don't need it. Like,
exactly.
I know a lot of people say that. The thing is that, you know, you can always feel like that just because of the fact that you don't have children. When it really hits home is when you get married and you have kids, because then it's like, okay, I have a responsibility now. It's like, you know, I need to provide that are alive.
Okay.
And when it comes down to it, even when you're single, it's important to have life insurance, because the younger and the healthier that you are, the cheaper it is for the exact same thing when you're older.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of good ways that you can use this for retirement planning as well. That people don't realize, they think life insurance is just life insurance. And it's not. It's actually a way that you can diversify yourself for retirement.
So, okay, I need to explain that, because somebody actually on my Facebook Live said that you can leave behind like a legacy, whatever, for your kids and, you know, your family. So how would I do that? Because, I mean, there's also the term life and then the whole life, and can we kind of like explain that? Because I was totally confused, and I still kind of am trying to get the, look, Wes?
Oh, yeah, Wes, he's trying to call you.
Yeah, Wes.
so now Wes speaks. So, all right, so there's whole life.
There's whole life, and there's term insurance. And there's another one named universal, but we're not going to get too crazy into that. So the main two that you need to know are term insurance and whole life insurance.
Okay, let's talk about the term insurance.
Yeah, so let's talk about term. So term insurance is temporary. It's like renting, really. You have no equity in it. It's just the purest form of insurance. And the way that it works is that it allows you to lock in your insurability. So that's the good thing about term insurance, that you get a lot for a little amount of premium.
Mm-hmm.
So say that you need to cover a mortgage where you're paying, you know, now instead of paying like $200 a month for $200,000, you're paying, say, like $20 or something, depending. It all depends on your age and your health, but, you know, it's, you get a lot for little. And when you have young kids, this is a good way that you can do something like 10 times your income, you know, where you can make sure that you have enough insurance, things like that.
Wes is so innocent right now. So we're listening to the term life right now.
So term really does help out in the aspects of, you know, covering that income or covering that mortgage, you know, things that are important. It's covering a liability, and that's what it is. It's, if you think of it like homeowner's insurance or in car insurance, you don't put in a claim till something happens. So you're kind of just paying into it. You're not really having any equity into it.
Right.
But you pay the claim when, you know, that's when your family gets that check or your loved ones.
So, right. So basically, to, I don't know how else to put it, but in my words. So basically, you have to die.
Exactly. It's more of like a what if. That's how I look at it. It's a what if I passed away during this time, because it's only a certain term. So term insurance is for a certain term, and it's temporary insurance. Just to cover, like, you know, think of it as if you have a mortgage for 30 years, or if you have kids until they're at least out of college. You know, how many years is that for a term?
So then my thing is, once it's over, and say I don't need it anymore, all of that money's gone.
Yeah. That's kind of the annoying thing, but at least you didn't die, so.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. At least you didn't die.
Because the thing about term is it's so inexpensive that, you know, you can afford, if you think, put into perspective and think about the things that you pay for on a monthly basis, that, is it really necessary? Like, I think I spend $200 a month on coffee. Like, that's crazy. And when I decided to get my term policy, I was like, wow, it's right. It's $27. And even I, the person in the industry, was like, oh, $27? Like, do I want to do? But I was like, wait, that's nothing. It's less than a dollar a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if I die, my parents get $1 million. So, congrats. But it's just something that people, there's But no, there's such a big misconception that you need to have kids or you need to have money or you need to have, like, some sort of thing to protect. But if you think about it, I pay, I don't know about you guys, but I pay $11
for insurance on my phone. You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you protect your life, you know?
You know what? That was a really good point because
literally $11.
People with these iPhones and this damn X phone that's $1,000. You want to pay $1,000? I went into the store the other day. Let me not set it off now, but I looked at the phone. It's all the same damn thing. It's the same. So if you, let me put it back there. If you want to pay $1,000 for a cell phone, something is wrong with you. It is really not that serious. For real. $1,000, y'all gonna really pay. It all does the same shit. Sorry. Does the same shit. It's the same. All of the iPhones, they do the same thing.
Right.
It's the same. It's not that serious. For $1,000.
I beg to differ.
West really?
I beg to differ.
Who's paying $1,000?
Listen. You ever heard of the term, you get out what you put in? For instance, I had the iPhone 7, I'm just saying.
Here we go.
Then they let out the update, and then my phone was crashing and everything.
I think
but now, since I got
the
8 Plus.
Theory, though. It's true. Yeah,
I got the 8 Plus, I'm good.
You got the 8 Plus?
Yeah.
But you're off by a model now.
Yeah.
I'm not the X is too small.
I gotta give a shout out to Costa Rica in the building. What's up, my cousin? Costa Rica, he's
spicy.
Yes. So, okay.
We got another item of topic. So, using what DJ West just said about you get what you put in, that comes into play with whole life. So now whole life insurance is it's different than term because now honestly everybody loves whole life because it's pretty much like. In the most simplest of terms, a bank account with interest that's like growing your money and it's all tax-free. Your gains are all tax-free. You get pretty much every single dollar that you put in back and more. And you have life insurance for the rest of your life.
So, hold on. Question. Somebody just asked me, shout out to my sister Sophia. She just asked me, is there a difference between life insurance and burial insurance?
So it works the same. It's the same thing, really. It's just how you word it. Some companies like keep it kind of vague, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is burial insurance." It's like you can get life insurance and use it for literally anything that you want. You could go to Vegas if you want. Now it's not recommended, but you know, you could. It's a check. You get a literal check for that money, and then you can allocate it the way that you'd like.
Okay, but that's from the whole life. Or
that's for any type of life insurance.
So wait, so now I know the whole life, which is the one that you could borrow again? Both of them?
Whole life. No, term has no cash value. That's pure renting.
No, I was going to say that.
Okay, so
we got to finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, people, okay, so say I have the term life and something happens to me. That will cover my burial?
So you can say that you have term and you have whole life. So you have a little mixture of both.
Uh-huh.
Now, the whole life is mostly focused on just, you know, having that life insurance for the rest of your life and also locking in your premium because whole life insurance, the premium stays level. So if you get it, so for example, I'll give you an example of my policy when I was a baby. Mm-hmm. Since my aunt's been in the business for 31 years, mm-hmm. I've had a policy since I was literally 1 month old.
Wow.
So I had a $109,000 policy. So now death benefits increase over time using dividends. Dividends aren't guaranteed, but, you know, our company has been giving them for many years. So my policy going from 109 in coverage is now at 166. And I also have about 15,000 in cash value.
This
is whole life. So I could do whatever I want with that money. I could withdraw it. I can borrow against it. It's mine. But the premium I've been paying since birth is $50 a month.
Oh.
Now, the same thing for me today cost me $120, $130.
And you lock in.
Yeah, so like I got all my money back that was put in. Well, my mom did because my mom's paying the policy. So she owns the policy. So it's technically not my money. It's her money. But it's something that she's doing for me for later on in life. And like, you know, you never know what your children's health will be like later on. You know, you could only hope that they're going to be healthy, but you don't know what kind of traits you pass down to them. You know, you could be passing down arthritis, you could be passing things. And a lot of people don't think about life insurance until it's too late.
Right.
So if you can set them up with something that's, you know, smart for them to have in life, it's the same thing as like getting your kids health insurance, except this way you're putting a little tiny savings into that aspect of it too.
So what happens to the people who may not say have a steady job or they're on public assistance or
They have like 3 to 4.
I know the one who got four kids. I mean, right. And is like doing Section 8, and they kind of like struggling, and I don't know what does somebody like that do.
Well, no size of like the shoe fits like every single person equally.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have grocery owners that are clients of mine. They pay thousands of dollars a month into their policies. And then I also have people that are in the projects that are paying, you know, maybe $25 a month. They, you know, it's up to how what you can contribute into a plan like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we work around it. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a plan. It's not called death insurance. It's life insurance. And the reason being is because throughout your life, things are changing, you know. You might lose your job. You might. Everything is adjustable according to where you are in your life. And that's why you need an agent that can work with you and work with your current situation. You never want to be insurance rich and cash poor. And you never want to be the other way around either. You just want to have a happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
And find a way to fit that bill in comfortably without it stretching yourself too thin, you know, because it's important, but it's also a way that you could put away some money.
So, all right. The term insurance, that's okay. Like you said, it was renting, more like renting. So, the lowest term is what, like 15 years? Like, how does that work?
So, the minimum term that you can get with our company is 10 years, or that's for a level premium. You could also do it like there's a different one where it's based on just an every year that you get older. So, for the first 6 years in a policy like that, the one that's annually based on your age, it's cheaper than doing the level one for 10 years. But then after that sixth year, it skyrockets to a price that's a little bit too crazy compared to the level one. You should just lock in your premium. You know what I mean? So with a yearly one, that's more like, because you can upgrade your policy over to whole life from term. So you can start with term. It could be just like the first step. Some people can't afford to do whole life right away. Maybe it's not the right time. You know, start with that high protection with a low cost, and then you can upgrade a piece over with your guaranteed insurability. New York Life, like, they accepted the risk of, say, if it's $250,000 on your life. They accepted the risk. They don't care if it's whole life. They don't care if it's term. They just know that they have to pay out when you pass away. That's just, you sign the contract, that's what it is. So if you have a term, you can convert it over to a whole life without any underwriting. So, for example, in the simple terms, it's like my mother back in 2012, she got diagnosed with breast cancer. Now she went through the chemo, she went through all that,
right.
And she's cancer free, thank God. But
thank God.
You know, during that time it was very stressful and we didn't know what to do. She's a single mom taking care of two boys. Like I was just, you know, getting everything together in life, and like it's like a tough time for everyone.
Right.
And so my mom had term insurance that she had for a while, and she was like, I wanted to convert a piece of it. She started thinking, like, now, God forbid, like, I passed away, like, I want to make sure I have enough. She converted a piece of the term over to whole life, and they didn't say no.
So, one of my the people are asking, does the life insurance cover pre-existing conditions? So that's another thing, because, all right, some life insurance, I know you don't have to get tested for this. One in particular, I did have to do a physical, so they take my blood and urine and all that. So, how does that work if you have a pre-existing condition?
So, when it comes to pre-existing conditions, it's strictly really depending on what it is. We work around it. We try to talk with the underwriters and try to get them to, like, if there's a declination coming our way for a client based on, like, their health, it's not, you know. Sometimes you can't change it. You could have, you know, issues in anything in your health. It's just how it is, you know. But when it comes down to underwriting and they're reviewing it, they're looking at you like a statistic. Like what, like, you know, what's going on with this person? But when I look at you, I look at you as a person. So I try to work with the underwriters to try to, you know, approve the case or try to get them to reconsider the case, you know, based on that situation. But with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, sorry.
Put it somewhere.
So, okay, Orion Roberts, he's saying that there should be a murder clause that doesn't allow benefits paid in the result of a murder, because
there
a
is.
Lot of married couples with life insurance. That's, I mean to laugh, but it's true.
So
I
there's
mean,
a.
I mean, okay,
wait.
So if I'm married and I'm. You do hear
there's
stories.
A
story.
There's like. Yeah, no. So you can't do that. They probably plot and try. Right. No, yeah, you've heard like stories on like Dateline NBC or something like that. But
I watch Snap. Okay, let me.
Wait.
Put this
out. So when it comes to, wait, what?
Snap. Have you ever heard of that show?
No. What is
I'm in school. Snap is basically this show that sometimes it's like a detective type of show. And you heard of the first 48?
No.
Okay.
I think it's detective shows
and they basically have 48 hours to solve a murder.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard of that.
And then there's Snap where people do things like this, like what we're talking about, like the my Facebook follower
trying to take the money from the
trying to plot. Okay, because there was one episode I was watching where the wife wanted out of the marriage, so she hired the hitman to kill the husband off.
Oh Lord!
Might want to kill somebody just for that insurance. I mean, I'm not saying me, but I'm just saying people do plot like that. So what do you like?
So okay, in terms of that, that question that people were just mentioning about the life insurance and like the murder rates and stuff like that. In all honesty, you gotta really piss someone off to have that happen to you. But you also, like, when it comes down to it, near like any life insurance company, there's a 2-year incontestability period. Within the first 2 years, they have the right to contest a death claim based on a certain situation. So you can't commit suicide in the first 2 years, pretty much, of a life insurance policy.
Who can't commit suicide? Because if somebody
The insured. So if the insured,
say that you take out a policy
and then you're sick and you're going to pass away literally in like a year, but you've been hiding it, and you said like no to everything in the health questions, within the first 2 years, the company has the right to go and investigate it and see if it's really a legitimate claim of death or it's something that has to do with, you know, a lie on the application or something like that. You know what I mean?
So what do the insurance companies... Okay, so is it like you have to wait 2 years to get the money, or you have
Literally, you pass away, and they pay the death claim out within, like, a couple of days.
Within a couple of days?
Yeah. Okay, so you can pay the funeral right away, and you can take care of all those expenses. They're very quick with it.
Funeral homes also, like, have an agreement with insurance companies, so usually they just have the insurance company pay them directly instead of waiting
okay,
for the
so
check, you know?
So
you get the balance, basically.
So I'm thinking, like, if I wanted to plan for my funeral. This sounds weird, but I probably would do something like this. I would be the one to plan for my funeral. I want to set up.
You should.
With,
I do, too.
Yeah, like, okay. All I know is I want soca playing. I want soca music playing at the funeral parlor. And everybody has to wear something red. Something red. It doesn't have to be all red, red ribbon, because red is my favorite color, pretty much. So I said this to my family. I don't know if they're going to, you know,
You should put it in your will so that they know. You better wear red if you're going to walk through the door.
You got to wear something red. That's all. Hair clip, whatever.
Be cute.
But you could do that. You could set up a will, and everything could be, like, stipulated in your will. Like, my grandma wants all her, like, birthday cards in her coffin. It's, like, weird. But she wants that, so it's going to happen. And my aunt wants a party.
Wills, we know the right people to connect you with to be able to set that up, because those require lawyers. We're not lawyers, but we know the right ones.
Okay. And so what would I do? So, like, Wes, you don't have any questions? Because I'm sitting here.
Wes is going to be our appointment right now.
Yeah, you know,
so.
Court traffic court, they try to take my license, things like that. You know how that thing go. Drive by kind of guy. I got a couple of questions. As far as whole life, is it anything where I can set my kids up for college, anything like that, as far as with the insurance or?
Yeah, so when it comes to college planning, we utilize life insurance a lot of the time because of the fact that you can get tax-free gains on your money. Yeah. So with tax-free gains on your money, so when you have a 529 plan, it's a different kind of investment vehicle. Like, they're two different beasts. You got to remember that. When it comes to when it comes to life insurance, it doesn't count as an asset in your when you're filing your taxes. So, or also when you're filing for financial aid. So if you have a 529, it's considered income for the child, or it's considered, you know, an asset. So they deduct it from, they see it as like they can use this money for college because it's only stipulated to be used for college. So you use it for college, now you get less financial aid now. But if the money is in a life insurance policy, which is, you know, a contract saying that you can use this money for literally anything, it's your cash value. Now, you use that for college, you can use that for a car, you could use it for anything you want. So it just allows you a little bit more flexibility. Because what if your kid gets a scholarship? You know, what if they don't end up going to college? They just open up a business. You know, what if you want to just give them that money for something else other than college? You kind of get locked in with a 529. You got to pay a penalty and taxes.
What's a
529? It's a college savings. It's like a federally, like, you know, sponsored program, mm-hmm. where it's a way that you can invest your money in the market to just grow that money for kids for college, pretty much.
Okay.
But it's considered, it's good for people with high net worth because you get a tax deduction, so everyone loves a tax cut. So if you contribute like $5,000 into it, you get a $5,000 deduction, things like that after your taxes. But you can't use it for anything other than college, like strictly, or you get taxed.
Okay, Wes, you heard that?
Yeah, I heard.
You had any other questions?
Wes
is like, I have another question.
Oh.
Let me see.
Can you take
it? Oh, okay, so. This one has a lot of questions. Hi, Marlon. What's up? Hi, Jamel. So, what's up, Claude? Okay, can you take a life insurance? Okay, that question scares me. Can I take out a life insurance
yes.
policy on my family members, siblings, aunts, cousins?
They have to sign, though. You can't just.
Okay, so they have to sign. Well, I don't know who your sign is, but they got to sign.
Is
that a new law? Is that something new?
No, yeah. you can
okay.
get life insurance for your family members. Like, I
have
clients that get it for their parents, you know.
It's called insurable interest. You have to, like,
okay,
have.
So let me ask you this. All right, so say, for example, I have a sick relative,
mm-hmm.
and I know that they have a pre-existing condition, and I know that I'm going to wind up being the person responsible for whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to take out insurance on that person? Like, is the insurance company going to give me a hard time because they are already, like, sickly? Or because if they pull a person's hospital records or medical, they do pull your medical records, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, just in case you don't know, everybody has some sort of medical file. And
MIB.
When you go to the,
no, it's called an MIB.
Oh, MIB. That's what it's called.
Medical
something.
Medical what?
Medical
no, you can take a policy. So pre-existing conditions, it just depends the extent because it's based on your age and health. And, I mean, we've had clients that have diabetes or whatever, and they just might have to pay a higher premium. But if somebody has a condition that you know, isn't insurable, you can take, there's other options.
Okay,
it's called guaranteed issue.
So like cancer, say.
So what about they got like asthma, allergies? Like that.
It just depends. Like companies, it depends on the onset of it. Like say you just got diagnosed yesterday with like lupus or I don't know. Trying to think.
Sickle cell, things like that.
Yeah, there's some automatic decline, but they like to see the length of the disease. If that makes sense. So it depends. You have to. It's worth applying. I mean, it doesn't cost to apply. You kind of just see.
I'm gonna say this. I think we need to take a quick little break, but I'm gonna say because this is a really good conversation. But so. Guys, you can, on the Facebook Live, you can put your questions here so I can ask them because I know you guys are listening. Or text me if you know me personally. So, okay, say, like, right now cancer is a... Cancer, I don't know, cancer, diabetes. So if a person had cancer, let's say, and it's in remission.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of years that they'll consider it.
A certain amount of years that it has to have
yeah,
has
they,
to have been.
They
want to
have like a little bit of a buffer just to make sure that they don't, you know, relapse or anything like that back into it. But you know, like I think it's a couple of years in. But you can always try and apply, and then they'll get into it and explain like specifics with it. It's like we want to see. So I've had a client who you know, felonies come up too, things like that. Felonies, driver's records, they check on everything. But they dig, but you have to remember they're digging on our
wrist. Wait a minute.
I don't got no felony, but you telling me if somebody I know got a felony, they can't get life insurance?
Think of it this way. If you're a felon, I guess, you live a hazardous life. Like, I don't know what you did, but to be classified as a felony, like,
like, I just stabbed somebody. It was just a one-time thing. I don't know.
You might just get a higher rating. No,
like running
their
credit.
You know, but let me show you like an example. Look, imagine that you got arrested for something that, you know, you ended up getting a felony or a misdemeanor. Now you're applying for a life insurance policy. Now you got off probation. They need at least like a buffer of say like 3 years. But one of my clients, for example, had a situation where they got arrested for something and they, you know, got off probation early for good behavior. Now, underwriters immediately declined it when they saw that they were just on probation and they just got off. I had to get in touch with underwriters and be like, listen, could you just review the case and see? Don't just automatically decline it. Being that, you know, this guy's a good guy. He's a family man. He's got kids. Like, just consider it. You know, just take a look at it. They got off early because of good behavior. Read the notes. Read the court papers. Like, they're like, okay, send it all to my way and I'll take a look at it. You know, so you never know. You never know. It can't hurt to try.
Okay. So if I wanted to get life insurance on a family member, basically they would have to sign off.
Depending on how distant they are. So in your immediate family, you have insurable interests. You can't get it on your cousins, for example, because that's not your immediate
family.
You
hear that? Girl,
you can get it on your mother. You can get it on your brother. You can get it on your sister. You can get it on your father. You know, you can get it on your grandma.
How about a fiancé?
Yeah. You can get it on them, but they have to sign. So anyone over 18 has to sign as well. You know, you can't just get it out on them. Like everyone, I've met someone who was like, "Hey, can I take some more policies?" You remember that? Hey, can I take some more policies out on like my siblings? But he didn't even have enough to pay his premium. So I was like, "Listen, you know, let's just start with step one, and then we could work to the rest." But they got to sign, and he was like, "Oh man, what do you got going on here?"
Okay, so I was just asking the fiancé question because I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of people who live together or, you know, in the same, what's the partner?
Domestic
partners. And there's a lot of LGBT, you know, community also. So if, you know, you share a life with somebody, whatever type of life you live, so I have an insurable interest in my brother, my sister, immediate. So as long as they're siblings.
Yeah, you can own a policy on them, and you could be paying the policy on them. Now, when it comes to, you know, someone that you're in a relationship with, it's a different story because you still have insurable interest in, you know, that. God forbid, if you guys are living together and you have a house together, for example, it's like, God forbid something happened. You know, what now? You know what I mean? Maybe we're not married yet, but one of my best friends, she just got engaged, and she's planning the wedding. She's getting married in August, and she doesn't have any life insurance, and neither does her fiancé. And so I've been talking to her about it, and, you know, yeah, I hope they're listening. But she's one of my best friends. I've known her since I was in my first year in high school. So, like, we've known each other for years. You know, she's one of my absolute best friends. She's like a sister to me. So, of course, like, when she got engaged, I was like, listen, like, this is when it really makes more sense. They just got a house together, too. They dropped all this money for the mortgage. He's paying the mortgage. He's got a good job, but she's in school getting her master's. Like, this is when it really is important to look at and be like, if, God forbid, anything happens, do I want that financial burden as well? Because the emotional burden, you know, it's there. It's not going to go away.
So I'm going to ask this last question, and we're going to take a quick musical break. So as far as, if, God forbid, somebody loses their job and can't continue to pay, then what happens? I'm just done? Like,
so you have a couple different options in that scenario. So say that I can't afford to pay the premium anymore. I could reduce the premium to something a little bit more affordable, which also reduces my death benefit. Or I could cash out, cancel the policy and cash out, you know, you have a couple different options really when it comes to it, but sometimes, you know, life hits you and you really don't know, you know, what to do, but you can always adjust your policy. You know, it's never just kind of locked in stone where you're like, oh, I don't know what else to do, I gotta cancel it. You can cancel it if you want, you know. Mm-hmm. Just then you'll not have insurance.
So if you cancel it, well, I'm not sure how all insurance companies work. So if I were to cancel my policy and wanted to reinstate it, would I have to go through the whole physical thing again? Or
so with reinstating your policy, you can reinstate it within 6 months of the of stopping the payment of the premium.
Okay.
Or you can actually, you have, once it lapses, you have a couple years that you can. I think it's 5 years or six. I would say five. I think that you can reinstate it, but you have to pay back all the premiums. It's as if you never stopped. So it's, you know what I mean? You would literally, if you want to keep that rating. So imagine that you get diagnosed with like a terminal illness or something, and you lapsed your policy like a couple of years back. You could pick up the bill and pay it all back if it's within those limits. Because it makes more sense now, because it's like, you know, I'm going to have a crazy rate compared to what I was paying when I was a kid, you know, getting it so young. You know, I'll pay $50 a month for the rest of my life for $100,000. You know, that's the cheapest insurance I'll ever have.
Wow. Okay. So for anybody who is just joining or tuning in, we are talking with Kareem and Natalie about this life insurance situation. We're going to take a quick musical break so DJ West can do his thing, and I see him over there, his head is like spit. I know he got some questions, but he acting shy right now. So Sophia, if you cannot continue paying with the premiums, I just asked that question, you must have tuned out. But if you can't continue,
you have a couple different options, so I'll just like treat it like your electric bill, honestly. You know, or your cell phone bill. Like, you'll never not pay that thing because you know you want your service on. But that's really how it is. But you can cancel it if need be and cash out if that's the worst case scenario. Like, it's not, you can adjust so many things. You can reduce the face amount. So, you know, you got options. You would just speak with your agent.
I thought that was the last question. But so with the, when you say cash out, you can only cash out with the whole life, not the term.
Yeah, there's no cash in term. Term is just, you cancel it, you canceled your insurance.
Okay, so if, say, I have a policy, I don't know, say $100,000, and I've only been paying into it for, like, say, a year.
And on the whole life?
On the whole life. So it's just...
If you cancel it and try to cash out, you cash out with zero. Because your first year to initiate the policy and start it up, you know, there's a lot of fees. And one of them is the fact that they're taking on the risk of the insurance. And when they're pulling medical records, all those things, those are all fees. So if the first year, it's a total loss. Like my aunts had clients that pay $100,000 a year into their policy, and they lost $100,000 because they pulled out right after the 12 months. She was like, I told you guys not to do it. Like,
so when would be safe? I mean, I'm not planning to.
I mean, in terms of like from just based on a lot of illustrations that I've run, from personal experience, you know, it's all based on your health and your age. But in 17 years, if you're paying at least $90 to $100 a month, in 17 to 18 years, you break even. So every dollar I paid in, I got back. So that's one example to look at it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out how to break even. Like,
I'll tell you when you break even. Best. Don't worry. I got your back.
Yeah, Kareem is with me. He's going to be with me for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I got your back. We'll be together. Don't worry. I don't plan on going anywhere.
So, well, now you can't because now, I mean, the both, I need you guys, so it's like, I don't know. I mean, now you're stuck. You're stuck with me now. So, okay, so we're going to get into a musical break, and I'll come back on. If you guys have any questions, just type it here so I can ask, will I still be covered if my health changes?
I'll just answer that real quick. No, you won't because you canceled your policy.
Oh, wait, saying if she canceled it?
No, she's saying if her health changes.
Just to understand, with life insurance, it's a contract. So as long as you pay your premium, you have the coverage. You stop paying your premiums, like anything else, you're not going to have it anymore.
Okay, so that's kind of like common sense.
Right. So but a lot of people don't understand it. I get phone calls like,
please. If you do not pay, it's like we were saying, like your light bill or whatever the bill.
Right.
If you don't pay it, you don't have it.
And if your health changes while you may, you have a policy, it doesn't change your rating. They already took the risk and they accepted that they're going to pay out if something happens to you. So they don't know if you're going to, you know, get sick or anything, but that's the point of it. That's the point, to make sure that you have, you know, all ends covered. You just got to prepare yourself for anything.
All righty. Enough questions for right now. We need some music. Wes, because I got to ask. There was a song that I had asked for you to play. Now, we were talking about soca music a second ago, and being that I was doing that behind the scenes benefit concert for the Love of Barbuda, there was a song. Do you have that song?
Of course I got it.
We have it right now? Do we have it right this second?
Of course.
We do? All right, because this is a new song by Sherwin Winchester, and I had to share it with the people, so I'm going to go out on that note. Y'all stay tuned in.
Get you and show me my chest up.
Yeah. Love your design and your structure. It's making me wonder. Whoever. Way above, you got it all in your jeans. Lord, I hope you're not from Mali, so tell me. Who you are? Tell me. Way above.
I want to know who you are before I say you are.
Before I ask you for your number, I need to know who you are. Before
just rock on, rock on, rock on.
Your body key.
Bye.
Sometimes. See, this is why I'm always threatening him. Just kidding. So, but not really, right?
Are you beating me up?
But
harassment?
Look, harassment. Listen, well, I don't know what type of harassment you're talking about, but before I go
I'm
any
trying to
further,
get paid, man.
Hold
see
on,
everybody else doing it while I can't do it.
What?
I'm saying you might be a millionaire. You see, she's a millionaire over here. I'm trying to get paid, you know. I'm trying to come up.
Listen, so, okay, I got to give my boo a shout out. He's tuned in. So don't worry, I'm not trying to take out a life insurance policy on you. What's it like, huh? Don't worry, you good right now. You good. See when I get home. But anyway, yeah, so what was that? Okay, so we had a caller on the break, and they asked a question. And I had no idea what it meant, so I just passed the life insurance people the phone. They asked for the life insurance people. So what was that question, Natalie?
Someone called in and asked, what about buy term and invest the difference?
What does that mean? Because I'm oblivious.
So some people have this, I guess, concept where you can buy term insurance because it's very inexpensive and then use the money that you would spend on permanent insurance and invest it. However, 90% of the time people don't invest that money, because that seems like a good idea, yes, because you do get more money in the market, and yeah, the market can grow 8 to 12%, but it also crash. So whole life isn't an investment in that sense that it's like the market, like the stock market, but it is its own little bucket of money. So people think that they can take that premium and invest it, however they don't ever really do. And then plus term insurance again is temporary. Whole life is your whole life. It's permanent. It'll be there when you need it. Term is there for the what if. So it's a conflicting idea in our opinion. I mean, obviously, yes, we are in the industry, so we might be biased, but I mean, there's proven effect.
Okay.
That show that it's not really an effective way.
And somebody had texted me.
Yeah.
We did speak about setting up the college fund for the kids, but they were asking if they could set it up within your company.
Yeah. So I mean, you could do, mm-hmm. So we are a life insurance company, but we're also a full financial company, so we're licensed to do other things, like investments. So our slogan really is, like, invest, insure, retire, or insure, invest, retire.
So say if I wanted to set up a policy for, like, an unborn child.
They have to have a social, so you got to wait 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, I was just checking. Just a plan ahead of West is like... Yeah, so you were planning to have a kid, but
wow.
You didn't have one yet.
But back to that, like anything, college funds, any investment in general. I mean, you want a time horizon. So what's the best time horizon than being 0 years old? So we always say, like, clients are like, oh, I'll just wait. And it's like, wouldn't you want to turn back time? And like you myself, like sometimes I ask myself, I wish I could turn back time and be 0 years old and get a life insurance policy. It'd be so inexpensive. So. Like anything else, I mean, 0 to 18 years old, I mean, that's such a big time horizon. It can grow even with a whole life, you know. And
so here's another question. This might be a little weird, but I've heard of this. Insurance, say, like, on a particular body part. Like, you know, I talk and stuff. So say something happens to, like, my throat and I lose my voice. No, I'm just saying because, you know, I'm on it. No, What's his laughter? Hold on.
My mom's a...
Look, wait, guys, I'm serious about this. So,
see, look at all the lights you're getting
there. So let's say something. Okay, you've never heard of like musicians? They have insurance on their hands. Like,
yeah, my mom has insurance on
her piano or something. I can't get insurance on my lips or my throat or something. I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Natalie's mother is actually an esthetician, and she has her hands.
Esthetician, like, she has facial skincare. She's been doing it for 30 years.
See, I'm
so
she
has
I'm
insurance
not,
on her
I'm
hands.
Not crazy. Y'all think I'm crazy.
Can I get a discount?
What's up, Brando? No, real talk. I'm dead ass serious. Like, I'm not, okay, because, you know, like, J-Lo, what was, they have.
Mariah Carey should have done it on her throat.
She did do
one of her No, things. I don't know, but, like, her
voice
was, like,
wait, didn't Christina Aguilera perform yesterday and was horrible? Is that what
I've
been seeing?
I missed it.
If she was bad, right? Because they were panning on Pink's face, and she looked so disgusted.
No, but, guys,
no,
seriously,
bad.
This is a real question.
Wait,
this is a real...
Right now.
No, oh, God, okay, poor Whitney. Listen, no,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah,
so, no, I'm dead serious about this. So, like, let's say... you know, I'm talking, and I talk. For a living, Wes, he, you know, with the hands and DJ, and, you know, actually, I need my hands also, so, you know, I need my hands for things. So, you know, things. You know, can I insure, like, certain body parts, you know?
You can, but you can't with Neoclife.
I could
route you to the right person, though.
Okay, so they could route us to the right person. Wes, you thought I was dead. Okay, we can go a whole other...
We know a lot of people from our profession. Like, we really do meet a lot of people. Like, I know bakers, I know carpenters, I know roofers. I know a lot of people. And it's great because, you know, anytime anyone has a question, like, one of my clients today, I was actually at her house earlier, she was telling me about how she needed some help with her mortgage. And I was literally just having lunch with someone, like, last week about it. You know, about, you know, what they do and everything. And he's a good guy, so, yeah, I can link them up.
See? You got me for life now. You done messed up. You done messed up now. Like, you
know. Let me ask something on here real quick.
What's got a question?
So once you say this, I got it. It's taping right now. How much I got to put up right now? You know?
This is not. You should have made an appointment. Like,
yeah, listen. He got it right now. This is like a one night only. You know how once R. Kelly come in town, he come in town and just in your town for one night only because he don't want to do nothing else.
He cannot tell you that.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31.
Ladies!
No.
I'm playing, man. I'm going to get killed, man.
So depending on what you want to contribute, we can work around that. You know, something comfortable for your budget is kind of the goal that we're really focused on, because we don't want to stretch your bills too thin. I know you're a father. You got kids. You got, you know, bills.
How many kids you got, Wes?
I got two.
Okay. Yeah, his little boy, I got a problem with your son right now. We got beef. But...
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And what?
And nah, I'm gonna have like at least eight kids, man.
West is African, yeah. Of African descent, like African.
Yeah, my father's from Libya, so.
Really?
So, you know how them Africans.
Neighbors.
Neighbors.
yep. Yeah, say something. I got my man right at the door. You don't see that? He got the dart right there by the door. We in here.
I'm
like,
just kidding. I was like, you actually have him looking at. You got me looking for a dart. Like somebody about to dart me somewhere. Hold on. We got a duck. Nah, let me stop. Okay.
Yeah, they was looking like, oh my gosh, he's by the door. Let's get out of here, guys.
Okay, so this life insurance. So, all right. If anybody wants to contact you, okay, Jamel and Natalie, I did post a picture and I tagged them on my Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you need to. The name is Light and Lively, that's LIPE_N_Lively. Kareem is, or did you? They're going to say, what's your info?
So what you can do if you're interested in getting together with either Natalie and I to discuss like anything in regards to life insurance, financial planning, things like this, you could contact me at 631-871-7374, and that's a good number to reach me, or you can go contact me through my Facebook page. It's my first and last name at...
what is your first and last name?
It's really long, guys, so you guys gotta really take, you got a pen and paper.
We're gonna
share it on
I'm gonna share it on
Light and Lively.
She tagged
page.
Us and a bunch of things.
And yeah, she tagged us.
Like I said.
But yeah, again, I'm Kareem and this is my partner Natalie.
Did you give both of your numbers or just your number?
My number, but Natalie, give them your number.
917-991-5098.
Okay, now, call during business hours. Do not call them all ungodly hours of the night. You know, they have to... I mean, I just have to put that
you
out there.
You look like ungodly hours. What are you
I just
talking
have to,
about?
I've had clients call me.
I don't know. I just,
I've had clients call me at like 10 a.m.
I mean,
10 p.m.
10 a.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. They need to
I'm like, them. Listen. I'm like, are you okay?
So if you're going to call...
You can shoot me a text like that late, but like, don't call me. That late.
Not that late, people. You know, there's, I think like 8 o'clock is a good cutoff time. Yeah, maybe.
It's like 9:30.
I was trying to look out. Okay, but...
I'm just trying to be nice.
All right, so yeah, but no, but so this life insurance is a serious thing, and I think that everybody needs to think about it if you don't already have it. Just based on what is going on now in the world, just what's always going on, you just never know.
You're never going to be younger or healthier than you are today. So, you know, can't hurt to try and see what you got.
And also, just going off of what Christina said about, you know, all this crazy stuff going on in the world, I mean, you don't ever want, like, a tragedy to turn into catastrophe. I mean, we say these things all the time, and... You know, you want to have a plan in place because people. Why are you laughing? It's late, but no. But people really like. We always say this to clients: like, people do not plan to fail; they just fail to plan. So you got to be ready. You got to make sure your family's in check. You know?
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, on the set it off. Just in case you missed it, I had a little fender bender on Friday, and thank God it wasn't serious, but you just never know, because for some reason, this time of year,
holiday time, people are out there, people are drinking, people are not paying attention, people are on their cell phones, people are texting and driving, the thing with the technology, nobody's paying attention, everybody's face is in their phone, and you just kind of need to be a little bit more aware. If you have kids, if you don't have kids, if you have siblings, this is for immediate family. You can take out the insurance on your immediate family, but with their knowledge, just they have to sign, just saying, you know who you are that was asking that question earlier. But thank you to everybody who tuned in, and shout out to Jamel. What's up, Steph? Hi, Harry. I don't know, like, there's a lot of people. Brando got to come on the show. Brando is an artist. He's been on the show for a while, but it's time for him to come back. So we're going to have him up soon. Shout out to Tony English for the support, sharing the information. He's sharing my videos. Shout out to Clay, Yak Radio. What's up?
Yakety Yak. What's up? What's going on? Whoever's listening, next week we doing I'm a running by light, but
yeah, okay, I was about to say, yeah, so it's gonna be we'll be back,
yeah, it's gonna be a strictly Caribbean type of feel.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the, like, the first half, then I got somebody, they gonna do the second half, cause I'm not Caribbean. I want everybody to know that I play with the accent.
Yeah.
He's Arab.
whoa. Wait. I think Trump is listening.
Hey. Wait.
You might not hear. Hold on. You might not see.
Kareem's going to hide me. Wait. It's about that time. We're about to get out of here. Anyway, we got DJ D-Sex and the crew up next with Monday Night Mixtape. You know, stay tuned for some things. You know, being that it's towards the end of the year and, you know, New Year is only a month. It's only a month.
A month.
A little over a month away.
A month and 2 days.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of want everybody to start, hey, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to me, but it might be a good idea to get your life together, get your mind right, figure out some things. You know, 2018 coming, you know, they always got
New Year.
New
Year.
Well, this is the time for the, New Year, New Year.
Resolution.
I'm going to have... Now, listen, I take my own advice, okay? I'm not just telling you guys this. I'm sharing information because I think it's important. And then we have to have a workout. I got a workout person that's going to come up here, too, because we got to get it.
Get fit, get rich.
Yeah, got to get it tight, get it right. Yeah, I need to get
back. Well, I only weigh about 225.
Well, you know, you slim and slender and all of that. That's like, look.
Yeah.
But that don't mean you can't have, okay, I'm not even, you know what, it's time to go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For coming and talking to the people.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And I will be sharing the information. If you don't already follow them, you can reach Natalie and Kareem through my page. And they dropped the number already. Give them the number one more time.
And again, the number that you can reach me at is 631-871-7374. And you can, just really, honestly, you could reach out to either me and Natalie, but we work together a lot, so.
They're a team, so you get one, you get the other.
That's how it works.
Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
You're tuned into In the Mix. In the Mix. Monday's Info Session with Leighton Lively.
Yes.